Hello, and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Thank you so much for joining us with our new prime time. We are joining you at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 4 p.m. on the West Coast. So thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us and being a part of our new time frame. Well, my guest today is Bernard Fisher. And we are talking about his book, Capacity for Truth. Capacity for Truth is focused and detailed study of the gospel teachings of Christ. It is a complete review and analysis of his doctrines, designed to provide a complete picture and context of his teachings and to educate Christians concerning higher spiritual principles Christ outlined for his disciples and for his followers. Now, you guys know that you can get a copy of the book, of course, on Amazon, and I have put the link in the description for you. So, let's go on and get started. Good evening, Bernard. Thank you so much for joining me on Modern Living with Dr. Angela.
Yes, it's always a pleasure to meet you today, Dr. Angela.
I'm so excited about hearing from you. Now, I love the title of your book, Capacity for Truth. How did you come about the title?
Well, I came about the title Capacity for Truth when I was studying the gospel issues concerning the Holy Spirit. And I realized that the spiritual teachings of Christ and that we have would grow as we study these principles and the issues that Christ discussed with his disciples and the people around him. So I just wanted folks to understand it's like you have a capacity for love, a capacity for truth is very important. I define that as our ability to receive and retain the word of God and the wisdom of God in our heart. That's how I define your capacity for truth. And that's a tendency to grow as we grow in the principles and understanding what his teachings are designed to show us.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. Now, when you were writing, did you have a particular reader in mind? For example, are you writing for someone who's already familiar with the gospel, or were you including someone who perhaps this is the first time they've ever been introduced?
Actually, it's for both. I've been a Christian, of course, all of my life. But it was when I decided to focus on the gospel teachings of Christ, I noticed something happened during that process. I guess after about the third or fourth time focusing on the teachings of Christ, I began to see a pattern of understanding and understanding of the principles, and it made me more aware of what he's trying to show us and the people around him on how we can grow and get better at understanding what God has planned for us and to help us to get involved in the work of God's kingdom.
Now, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but I wanted to kind of ask a follow-up question. So many times as an author, when you're writing something that's fictional, you have a particular character in mind, and you're able to develop that character,
right,
and that character is what you want. However, you're writing more from a faith perspective. How did you decide which bits and pieces to include when it actually came time to sharing as far as scripture was concerned?
Yeah, well, basically, I had outlined this study for myself, actually. But when I started to realize how important it was, it changed my focus. I said, wait a minute, now, there's other folks who will probably see the same things as we go through and study and understand. So it was actually designed for Christians who are kind of struggling with their understanding of how the world around us relates to God's plan. I thought that the gospel provided a lot of insight, and while Christ was teaching his disciples, he laid out a plan to teach us at the same time. So it was what Christ said from the beginning, that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I actually took it literally, that Christ was speaking as the mouth of God, and that I should focus on his old teachings, and that changed everything. That changed everything.
I like that. Yes, I like that perspective. Away. Now, as someone who I personally love Christian motivation in teaching people how to get fired up about reading our Bible. Don't just read it. Don't just think of it as, you know, things that happened so long ago in biblical days, but how does it apply to your life today? And I like that. If we look at it differently, if we change, shift that paradigm, change how we view it, boy, does it really become personal and get you fired up. I love it. I love it. Now, as an author, did you find that since you're sharing on something that is not only personal to you, but is personal to others in that it touches on our faith, did you find that you needed to write in a quiet place so that you could get it just right? Or did you want the distractions around you so that you could focus more on the words? What worked best for you?
Well, I found that being focused kind of helped me a lot, that I wasn't really distracted by the things around me, because as I was reading the stories that Christ was revealing, I kept seeing how it relates to my real life and to the days and to the things and the issues we face now with our ability to grow in spiritual understanding. I found that the common issues are the same, that that we have not always dug deeply enough in or concentrate on it long enough to follow through. And it's almost like trying to go into the wilderness without a light. I found that by reading the gospel first, it made a whole lot of other things more understandable about the Bible, because, you know, all throughout from the beginning from Adam is the different men that are struggling with their understanding of God's teaching. But Christ came with a specific task to walk a road and show us how to walk it, to demonstrate these principles as he taught them. And that's what I thought was the most important. He always tried to bring people back to how they were thinking on a worldly level, on a physical level, and not on a spiritual level. Because when he spoke, sometimes he spoke as the Holy Spirit, as the Spirit of truth. And I don't think folks really take the spiritual part of this seriously enough, or have a real good understanding of the Holy Spirit, because it was the fact that the Holy Spirit came into Christ at his baptism that was the beginning of the ministry of Christ and the teachings. So that same Spirit that walked with him for 3 years is his gift to us. That, and I think that each person must learn to ask, knock, and ask that Spirit to walk with them. And it becomes more personal. It becomes not someone else's job. It becomes our job as Christians to look for ways to try to help the world to be a better place, from our understanding of, to bring comfort to those who are needing comfort instead of fear at these strange times when folks are really reaching for spiritual understanding. I think in the Sow of Seed story, it talks about how, you know, first time the seed is the word of God, another time it's the children of God. But Christ becomes more specific when he says that whoever asks for the Holy Spirit shall receive it, because that's one of the things we're supposed to be asking for while we're knocking and seeking the understanding of God. But it's real. The Holy Spirit actually becomes more personal, because when it has a reflection on your own spirit, and the more you grow, the better your understanding of the social issues and spiritual principles that Christ tried to teach to those people he walked with, and he lays it out for us now so that we should be able to understand how we can grow as disciples of Christ. His demonstration was meant to develop us to be his disciples, and that's the main part that I wanted to focus on. There's a lot of people who become spectators or cheerleaders in the game, but Christ's ministry was designed to develop us to be players in that game, to be builders for the kingdom of God, to give light to those who are around us in these dark times. So I think it takes a really, you know, the fact that a person is looking for a personal level of growth so that he can become more spiritually mature and have an understanding of the teachings of Christ, because I think that's what brings people more peace, when they understand what you're teaching them about and why.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. you answered my next two questions that I had for you. So thank you so much for doing that. So let me skip on to the next part, and that is, how should we read the book? Do you suggest that someone read it from cover to cover, simply pick it up and start anywhere? What's your suggestion on how to read your book properly?
Well, I think a concentrated study is better to try to finish it in a short period of time. I found that when I actually started by reading the gospel with the same approach, and I tried to say, well, I'm going to focus on it and really get understanding, and I'm going to keep reading it until I do. So after the second or third time reading through the gospel, I realized that it was that focused study that brought so many different perspectives to me at the same time, giving me, you know, a better understanding of what Christ was trying to reveal and teach. So the principles became a lot more clear by doing it in a shorter period of time instead of breaking it up into pieces. So I think it's more effective that way. And I also found that the gospel study was also more effective by shortening the period of time. I've read through the book several times myself, and each time it has an effect of helping me to have more spiritual clarity on the things that I'm focused with day to day. And I think that's what it's more like. I think the gospel is meant to be a tune-up for the people who are working in the ministry of Christ. It's meant to keep us focused on a spiritual level where we're talking to God on a regular basis, for lack of a better term, where we're focusing in on what he's trying to show us and looking for ways to make the world a better place or to be more fruitful. Because, like I said, next time we talk about the understanding bears fruit, 60-fold, 30-fold, 90-fold, I believe that the understanding of these principles puts you at a much higher level and makes you better able for God to use you to inspire someone else. And that's what I think our jobs are. We're
absolutely
supposed to be inspiring each other. Yes.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, Bernard Fisher, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your book, Capacity for Truth, with us today. Really quick, where can we pick up a copy of your book, and how do we stay in contact with you?
Okay. My book is published through Book Trail Agency. It's on their website. It's also on Barnes & Noble's website and Amazon website. But last but not least, Bernard Fisher MIN.com. You can go directly to that website and take a look. Yes.
Gotcha. Thank you again for being on the show with us today. Now, listeners, you know, of course, that you can have a copy of it on Amazon, and we've included that link down for you below. We'll be back right after this.
Being with Infants by Montessori teacher, trainer, and world-renowned child specialist, Beverly Kovach, is finally on DVD and digital download. The long-awaited 3D disc set is essential for any new parent, grandparent, or infant caregiver wanting respectful relationships with infants and their care. Being with Infants is broken down into 20 easy-to-digest video lessons, complete with demonstrations. Everything from diapering, feeding, the proper way of picking up infants, sleep, crying, environment, play, weaning, and much more are covered. Being with Infants is available on DVD and digital download at Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. Order today and be sure to follow Being with Infants on Facebook for free bonus content.
We're home during COVID-19, but we're not alone. New Life Pastoral Counseling can help. For affordable Christian counseling, visit newlifepastoralcounseling.com or call 562-209-2083 today.
And we are back. Thanks, you guys, for spending so much time with us here today. A quick shout out to our top five countries: the United States, the Philippines, Canada, the UK, and Spain. Thank you for making our show an international success. Until next time, everyone, may you continue to have great mental health, but may you do it with a good book. Be safe, everyone. Bye-bye.